Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
I'm looking at the old weather forecast, and it might get a little nasty this afternoon.
I don't like that.
I know. Nasty. Katie just got a new car, and they're calling for baseball-size hail.
Yeah, 2 to 3 inches of hail. I was over here trying to do it on my hands. Like, wait a minute. Did they mean centimeters? Because 2 to 3 inches is crazy.
Yeah, they're saying baseball size in some areas. It's a level 3 storm, which they say usually doesn't happen within the Denver metro.
You know, they need to lead
it's
with that.
It's a level 3.
What the heck? So where is this going to happen?
You bet.
They need to be more accurate about that, because if it's way over on the eastern plains,
I don't know.
Why am I so worried?
There is some stuff on the eastern plains, but if you look at the map, they put the big blob on there of like where supposedly things are going to hit. Denver's within the blob. That's all I know. We're in the blob.
Yeah.
And it's going to be later this afternoon, so you better go hide your car somewhere because you don't have a garage. Where are you going to go?
Just go into an open one.
I don't know where it's going to hit. Like, honestly.
You got to go look at the blob.
The blob is entire state of Colorado, right?
There's going to be some tornadoes.
Somewhere within the blob. Like,
tornadoes and rain.
More accuracy.
75 mile an hour winds
in
some places.
I'm just guessing where this baseball sized hail is going to be. They should be able to tell us.
It'll be right over your new car.
The sky will open up and baseballs will fall from it at this
time in this area. At the Happy Camper apartment complex or wherever.
Come on, Chris Bianchi. What you doing to me, homie?
Put some blankets on it, Katie. It's coming.
It's coming
right for you. There was two things that we were talking about off the air. One is cookie sheets.
Yeah.
And then besties.
Besties.
First of all, I didn't know you had to replace cookie sheets.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
This is all based off of TikTok or something.
Well, there is a TikTok floating around right now. A girl from Denver who was making chicken nuggets on a cookie sheet. And it's kind of funny because she is showing the camera her actual cookie sheet, which looks to be older than her parents, but there's like a black goo that is coming out of the side of it, and she's asking TikTok, she's like, what is happening? I've never seen this before. And they're like, oh my gosh, your cookie sheets from like the Great Depression. Like, why do you still have that thing?
Well, like lead?
Because it's like a double, what is it?
Like
called?
A lined?
Like a, yeah. Like a double lined cookie sheet. Mm-hmm. So after a while, that just starts to corrode.
It was cracking?
It's like rust coming out.
Yeah, exactly. Whatever's in the middle of those two
nasty.
Sheets of cookie sheets.
It tastes like rust.
Started to come out from underneath it. But the comments is what was getting me, because she's like, I don't understand what this, you know, what happened. I know it's double insulated, but like this literally never happened to me. My mom gave me this pan. She had it in her childhood. I've had it my entire life. It's
Grandpappy
like,
had it.
Well, but the comments again are what get me, because one of them said, bestie, pans are not that expensive. People hang on to these things like they're wartime savings bonds. Treat yourself to a new pan, girl. But all of the comments are like,
go to Home Goods.
Time for a new pan, bestie. Bestie, bestie, bestie. And I'm just like, that term to me,
bestie,
and I think it's because my kid says it so much. I mean, everywhere we'll be driving, and she'll be like trying to merge into a lane, and she's like, "Excuse me, bestie." I'm like, "You don't even know
that would drive
person.
Me nuts.
You don't even know that person." Why
I'd reach
calling?
Over and open up her door and shove her out.
Yeah, no, we don't want to do that.
Bye, bestie.
Sorry, bestie.
Yeah, that's annoying.
Yeah, it's definitely being overused. It's one of those terms out there Gen Z's just kind of grabbed onto, and everybody's their friend.
How much can I say? There is somebody within our bubble that uses bestie a lot. And she calls her daughter that and everything. And
the daughter.
The mom calls the daughter that.
Yeah, so she, like, it's almost bestie. Like
we're like, stop
she's
it.
Trying so hard.
You are trying way too hard.
Yeah, and it comes across as such when you, like, especially older people who say it. It's like, what are you doing?
They're old as you and they're saying
shut
it.
Shut up, Jeremy.
They're so old,
shut
bestie.
Up.
All right, it is time for some sports. I got a couple food-related stories that revolve around sports. We're all familiar with the freshman 15, right? You go to college and you pack on the 15 pounds.
Of course.
They are calling it the FIFA 15 right now because it is well documented that thousands of international soccer fans have been coming to America for the World Cup, and they've been discovering all this delicious, fattening American food, right?
That's funny.
So they're packing on the FIFA 15. They're eating fast food and Dunkin' and Raising Cane's and Chipotle, barbecue, clam chowder, pizza, deli sandwiches, We talked about Texas Roadhouse yesterday.
Yep.
They're discovering all this stuff, and they are thick right now. And they are joking. They're trying to figure out how to bring a lot of these snacks and some of the food and even some of our booze back to their home countries because it is so damn tasty.
I love it.
But anyway, it's the FIFA 15. Now, with that being said, Kraft has announced a limited edition TSA-compliant ranch.
I saw that.
Do you like this?
Yes, the little packets.
Hidden Valley Ranch party in my mouth.
I saw this. Yeah, the little packets that you can bring on the plane.
Yep.
And yeah, that you can get them past TSA.
It's a unique kit that features a clear TSA-approved quart bag with multiple Kraft Ranch packets equivalent to a full bottle and a ranch-themed luggage tag. And there's all sorts of viral videos right now showing international fans discovering ranch dressing for the first time.
Yeah.
And now they can pick up these TSA-compliant ranch kits and take them back to the motherland.
That's funny.
Isn't that fantastic?
There's That's a amazing. Hidden Valley Ranch party in my mouth.
Yeah.
Take it from us, though. You need a breather day. You got to pace yourself with this American
food.
Yeah, you do. You can't just jump in and go all, you know, balls to the wall. You have to really just brace yourself and pace yourself throughout your entire visit.
You need a day like when God created Earth and the heavens and all that. You need a day of rest.
You need a salad day is what we call it.
It's the day of rest.
You get your greens, you get your fiber, and then you go back to Texas Roadhouse after that.
Yeah.
But you need that salad day.
Did you? Then back into the ranch.
Hidden Valley Ranch party in my mouth.
So funny. What else you got, Josh?
All right, so I'm going to take a story from a personal page. And yesterday was the last day that the GF, Princess Pilot is what you guys call her, was here in town for a little bit. She's going to go on a little bit of an extended trip for her job. And so we were hanging out, and she was like, hey, you know what? I just got an update on an email that says Rocky's tickets are going for like $20 right now. And I was like, well, heck yeah, let's grab a pair.
You overpaid.
I know, dude, seriously. But no, so we were like, heck yeah, let's go to the game. They're playing the Red Sox. That's always a good match when they come to town. And so we're walking around the stadium. And this is the thing. She put me in charge of picking where we want the tickets, okay? And I found a really good deal, like 13 rows up. So I'm like, that's awesome. It's in the outfield. Hey, we got a chance for a home run ball.
Yeah.
That's even better. I love that. So we pick a spot. We finally get there. We make a loop around the stadium, you know, like as one does. And we get to our seats. And immediately she starts complaining about the choice of seats because apparently all she cares about is looking at the scoreboard and being able to see the games that people play. You know, like that game where they put a ball underneath the helmet and they mix it up and you have to choose which one
shuffle.
It is. Immediately she starts complaining. She's like, we're never getting these seats again. Why did you choose it? I'm like, okay, of course I'm in the wrong. I'm messed up. Blah, blah, blah. And so I'm trying to watch the game, and as the players are warming up, we get a tap on the shoulder, and they're like, we turn around, these two people approach us, they're like, hey, you guys look like Rockies fans, come with us for a second. So they take us to this back secluded room. She gets chosen to play the hat game.
No, she doesn't.
Out of everybody.
No, she doesn't.
She gets chosen, which is so funny. We are so different in that where, like, I have a very public job. I'm used to being in front of people talking. Freezes up.
Oh.
She is horrified. This is her worst nightmare. She's like, don't say yes, don't say yes. I'm like, no, you're doing this.
You gotta do it.
You just complained to me about wanting to watch this. You get to play it now.
Yeah.
This is so fun.
Yes.
So how'd she do?
She won.
She got it.
What'd
she win?
She got an awesome Rockies hat. A little bit behind the scenes here. They don't give you the one that's on the table. They go to the store. You can pick out whichever hat you want.
Oh, that's fun.
So
I
she
love
got
that.
It.
For
her. It was a very happy ending. She got texts from all her other friends that were there. Like, we saw you on the big screen. She's like, I didn't because we couldn't see the big screen. So I never get to choose the tickets
our
again.
Seats were awful.
But it turned out really well. She
good for
won
her.
The game and she got a free hat. And the Rockies won on a walk-off.
Hey! What the Red Sox? They beat the Reds. Oh, the Reds are normal.
They're not good
right?
this year. But that's okay. The Rockies
Red
win.
What?
Multiple happy endings. Good for her.
Great, Jer.
Go.
From the peaks of Pike to the pulse of Pearl Street.
What's good, world?
This is where the buzz meets the altitude.
Check it out.
JKJ's Mile High Hype on Mix 100 starts now.
Yeah, it's all the big stories of the day, nationally and, of course, locally. Big celebrity death yesterday. Music mogul Clive Davis passed away yesterday. He was 94 years old. No cause of death right now, but he was recently facing some respiratory issues. And if you know anything about Clive Davis, oh man, the amount of talent he discovered and nurtured over the years is absolutely incredible. Janis Joplin, Springsteen, Whitney Houston, Santana, Aretha Franklin, Alicia Keys, Kelly Clarkson, Billy Joel, Simon Garfunkel, Pink Floyd, Earth, Wind & Fire, Aerosmith, Kenny G, Christina Aguilera. So many.
Yeah.
And he was very well known for his iconic, was it the Grammy parties that he would throw?
I think so.
Yeah. Well, yeah. It was the lavish Grammy parties, yeah. There's an awesome Netflix documentary on him if you want to ever check it out. You're staring at me like you just... The hamster stopped on that wheel in there.
Well, all those bands are a little before my time or like my interest level.
Okay,
so.
But you know...
Really?
I know
who Springsteen and Whitney Houston and Carlos Santana is.
I never bought an album from any of those people. So that's where I'm just...
Billy Joel?
Never.
Whitney Houston?
No.
Kelly Clarkson? Alicia Keys?
Maybe Alicia Keys.
Aerosmith? Christina Aguilera.
Maybe, yeah.
All right. Well.
I mean, may he rest.
May he rest. But I think the bottom line of the story, though, is just what a powerhouse he was in the music industry.
Oh, for sure.
Discovering all these iconic names that Katie's never heard of.
I've heard of them.
I think
Shut
is
up.
Mainly the biggest takeaway from this story.
May he
Katie
rest.
Has no idea who Simon and Garfunkel are.
May he rest.
Madonna's out and about saying that she's not going to get naked anymore. Are you familiar with Madonna?
I mean, I guess, yeah. But again, why are we going so far in the Wayback Machine today?
She's teaming up with Sabrina Carpenter right now. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. I thought that was a weird move on Sabrina's part. I'm like...
Madonna's relevant right now, girl.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, anyway, she doesn't want to get naked anymore because she says everyone is getting naked now and I don't want to do what everybody's doing. So okay. I'm going to stay clothed. Well, she's also pushing 70, so
exactly.
That could be a big part of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. You okay with clothes?
Yeah.
Heard of them?
I wear them every day, yeah. So yeah, I'm a fan.
You're a fan? Okay. There's a new combination of words out there, and this is coming out again because some people were at Yellowstone, and they hopped out of their car, and they started taking pictures next to the bison that were laying there. It was a mom and her small child, like, went right up on this bison and taking selfies and pictures. And the people are calling them tourists and morons, so they're tourons now. People that are just out and about doing stupid things on vacation, they're tourons. And there's a lot of that at Yellowstone,
there's
I think.
So much. And you just have to...
Are you
to
familiar with Yellowstone?
I know Yellowstone.
It's been around since the Jurassic Age. It's been around a long time.
Clive Davis actually discovered it.
Yeah. I also know Mother Nature, and you got to respect Mother Nature
because yes,
she don't play.
Yeah.
You know? Like those bison, they don't play.
Do you know where Yellowstone is?
Wyoming, right? Isn't that right? Yeah?
No.
Good. Look at me.
It's actually in Florida.
Okay.
What else
How about
you got?
We move over to Golden? Because that's where this next story comes from, an aggressive bear was taunting a hiker. Now, we talked about this yesterday. We kind of broke the news that they closed Apex Park. We didn't really know why they did it, just that a bear was reported in the area. But now we know there was a bear there that was like taunting this woman. She talked to one of the local news stations. Well, she it really did. Like, no,
I bet,
it was like,
I bet if we fight, I could take you.
It was hey,
you
want to
try, huh?
Her.
Come here, lady.
It was like Come following here. Her and like circling her and going up on high ground as up, to want to like jump on her. Anyone who's been
like
followed by
mom.
A bear knows that it is very terrifying to see a bear like that. Well, no. Okay.
Call now if you've been followed by a bear.
People in Colorado know when you see a bear, you make yourself look big and
you
scream
do.
At
yes.
it, and yeah. it'll usually turn away. This one did not. It taunted the woman and followed her and continued to circle her for over 30 minutes. Now, she talked about it a little bit.
Oh, yeah. You have audio, don't
she
you?
Did. Yeah. She talked
Let
about it.
Up.
And again, she has hiked this trail so many times. It's the Enchanted Forest Trail.
Oh.
So she talked about, up there in Apex Park.
It sounds magical.
Well,
like the bear
so
would
much.
Literally talk to you and do like a dance routine.
Did you give an interview?
No, not that kind
Here's
of bear.
The bear.
This
not
one was not running away. It kept charging at me. It was circling around me.
Back off. Hey, no, sir.
I was trying to just like get back up onto the main trail so that way somebody could hopefully help me.
She was extremely... Yeah.
Why is she talking
she
like that?
Crying.
No, she...
Listen.
Like, that was her little... She was crying at one point.
Bear.
Like, she thought she was gonna die. Like, it was terrifying
Back
for
off.
Her.
Hey, no, sir.
So no, that sir. Part was actually the video of her. She was recording the bears. It was because she was trying to get cell phone service.
No, that
service.
Is scary.
She was
Absolutely.
Trying to call 911. She couldn't get anybody on the line. So she was recording the bear in the middle of it. That
no,
they did.
I don't
well,
know
here's
if I
the
do
thing,
that.
Too. They did. Yeah, they were
yeah,
trying
Yeah, you
got to
throw things
away.
And you make so yourself big, like you said.
She found a man who was also hiking along the same area. And so they kind of teamed up and they started screaming at the bear together. And then as they made their way, because she was trying to find her way to the main trail. And so she found even more people. There was a group of like four or five of them screaming at the bear. It finally turned into another direction. And then they heard somebody yell in the direction that the bear went. So this bear was just walking around, taunting
so confused.
People.
Back off. Hey, no, sir.
Well, yeah. But honestly, like they say that this bear was, you know, having these tendencies of like, stop laughing.
I'm not
at
laughing.
Me. Yes, you are. So they said that this bear is so familiar with humans and that says that's not normal for
normal
bears.
For, yeah.
Back
you
off.
Know?
Hey, no,
exactly.
Sir.
Exactly. So anyway, we're going to move on to the next one.
You probably
Diplo's coming to Denver. He's bringing a 5K race along with him, followed by a midday rave. So this is coming to Cheeseman Park. It's called Diplo's Run Club for the third time here in Denver.
Cool.
So it's going to be hosted all over the country, but the first stop on the tour is right here in the Mile
I don't want
City.
A midday rave.
You don't?
No, that would ruin the rest of my night.
Well,
I think.
You sleep for the rest of the day. That's
what goes on at a
it.
Midday rave?
Well, he's probably. Same probably
do they have like brunch?
Night. Yeah.
They have ecstasy and brunch. They have mimosas, and then you do the ecstasies.
And then, well.
Back off. Hey, no, sir.
No, sir. No, sir. But no, so they are going to have the run and the rave. You can do one or the other. You don't have to do both.
It's good
so
they're not doing the
just,
rave and then the run.
I don't
you
think
do the
they
run,
could.
Then the rave.
I don't think
for
you
sure.
could do the rave and then the
it's
run.
It's hard to run on
What goes on at a rave? Is that where you bounce off? That's a mosh pit where you're
been
bouncing
a,
off
yes.
into each other.
It's been a really long time since I've
Is
been
the,
to a rave.
The rave's in the dark with the lasers and the smoke and the ecstasies, right?
Not I mean, outside.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Is it inside or outside?
Well, they can be both. Like, there's
well, yeah.
raves
yeah,
inside
but I think,
or outside.
I feel like the inside raves are better because you get the lasers and the smoke machines and the ecstasies.
Well, you can have all that outside.
Back off. Hey, no, sir.
Nope, inside only.
Okay. And then just one more
inside
story.
Inside raves are better.
This one's inside, but it's closing down, that 1UP arcade bar.
The original 1UP downtown.
Yeah.
I was reading their post on Instagram talking about the Financial Times have kind of just hit them hard. And
yeah. That's the reason.
But the good news is they're opening another one in Belmar.
Exactly. So the Blake Street location, they closed that on the 22nd, so it just wrapped up business. But yeah, the plan is to shift focus to Belmar Shopping District, where they plan to continue
it's closer to me.
Next chapter. So that'll be later this year is when they plan
they
on doing that.
They have like two or three other ones too, don't they?
I think so, yeah. I
They've
think
got one in Greenwood
few,
Village.
Yeah, around the metro. But I've only been to this once, and it was the original location, and it was about 15 years ago. I remember it's like when it first popped up is when I went to the 1UP arcade bar. So
all the OG original arcade games and stuff. It's right up my alley.
Yeah,
I would love to go there.
It's a lot of fun. It was a great little concept they had there to combine those two. But yeah, that first one.
You could have the raves there.
Right, you can. You can have the raves and all the good stuff that comes
along
with it.
The ecstasies.
Okay. I don't know why you keep saying
no,
it like
sir.
That.